This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Welcome to this week's tasting and food of Wine Chatter. Today we're tasting Pride 2011 Merlot, 14.4 alcohol, 63% Napa grape and 37% Sonoma grape. But it's 100% Merlot, so it's a really fruit-forward wine. I think that if we had drank this a little bit sooner, you might have had a little more acid and austerity to the actual wine. But, you know, today we decided to have some spaghetti or some tortellini with a meat sauce, a bolognese sauce, and some Italian sausages to spice up the plate. I opened it up and I let it sit for about a half an hour. The wine is very, very, very aromatic. Lots of notes of currants and fruit, a little bit of cotton candy. But the fruit notes are just tremendous in this. And even though it's 8 years old, it's still got lots of life in it too, you know. I really like Pride because of the mountain climate and the way they take care of their grapes. They do a great job of producing quality wines. Now, you're going to pay a little bit more, but you're going to get a whole lot of bang for your buck here. And a wine strategy would be to buy three or four of these and lay a few down and drink one every so often, maybe once a year, half a year, share with a friend. The bolognese sauce that I made was with a special grandma sauce, a nonna sauce, and it had a little bit of roasted tomatoes added into it for some spice. And the roasted tomatoes, they had some red peppers in them, and so it was really delicious. The wine went really well with it. Probably not the most optimal wine to pair with this particular thing, although they went really well together. I think for me today, the balance was about having a wine that I could have with my meal and still enjoy, and then know that after my meal, I was going to be able to drink this wine on its own because of its fruit forwardness. And the tannins are well balanced, lots of fruit, blackberry, a bit of vanilla, raisins, definite raisins and currants in there. And it's just awfully well balanced. I mean, I could see you sitting down with this and not drinking it with food, but actually just sitting down and sharing this with a group of friends or even by yourself, to be completely honest, and while you're watching a movie. The long-lasting flavor just is robust, and you can still taste the currant and the blueberries in there, and a hint of vanilla. The nose it's sweet. It stays sweet, even with some aeration. It's like a fresh blossoming flower. I mean, it's got that really fresh note to it. And again, strawberries, blackberries, currants. I think if you're talking red fruit, it's got lots of red fruit. And it's really, really, really well balanced. Smooth on the front palate, smoother on the back palate. Usually, when a wine isn't ready, it's got that chalky dryness on the backside. This one has nothing like that at all. It's really soft and palatable. It goes down really smooth. I mean, you could chug this wine, to be completely honest, but it would dismiss all of the flavors that you're getting from it. It's like a fruit bomb. Lots of great tastes. The deeper it gets into its openness, the better it is. I really am pleased with this. I purchased 6 bottles of this wine, and I think I'm down to my last two. I've also purchased another vintage of Pride Merlot 2013. And I think on a future episode, it might be nice to actually sit and open two of them and compare them at the same time. And maybe with a different kind of a food. Speaking of food, I think that if I was to present this in another way with other food, I might actually try a pork loin with sage and rosemary, or stuffed at, like a Romanescu with some sort of fruit and smoked peppers. I think that would go really well with this too. Asparagus, potatoes, just going together would really bring out more flavors that this wine actually exhibits. The smell is still phenomenal. I mean, there's a hints of cinnamon in there too. You know, it's so complex. And I think you might find when you drank it, you might find other specific notes that you're used to. Hints of licorice are in here too. I really, really, really think that the complexity of this wine has allowed that long-term development to happen as well. Because sometimes wines are built just to drink in the next couple of years, but this one was built with that intention in mind to cellar for a period of time, and then to be drank. And I'm gonna say that, you know, within the next 2 years, you know, by 2020, 21, that you would want to drink this wine. I think its better days have been stored in the bottle, and cellared properly, it has a lot of character and quality that will hold well for the next year or two. I love this wine. Again, purchased it many a time. The cab from Pride is really, really beautiful as well. But the Merlot for the value and the quality and the price, it's fabulous. I can see you as a consumer buying 4 bottles and storing them away and having lots of fun bringing them out with friends and a conversation about what it might look like or taste like, and comparing notes to see what similarities and differences you all have in tasting those notes. And again, the pasta was really good with it, but even better, it on its own by itself after the meal. So I'm really excited to be able to share with you this information. And I'm also more excited just to sit down in front of the television set and watch a movie and have the rest of this bottle of wine. Anyways, good talking to you. Hope to hear from you. Send us some information about other topics that you'd like to hear about. And keep drinking wine and enjoy the relationship that it has with the friends and the food that you have over time. For now, it's Wine Chatter saying goodbye. Talk to you soon. Welcome back. This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit down over the table with a bottle of wine and the meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships with the conversation you have when you're having that wonderful meal with that bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship you can share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more information and updates about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Was had with dinner a couple of nights ago. There was ribs, and a phyllo puff pastry, stuffed with red peppers and goat's cheese and mushrooms. And that was unbelievable. The wine is probably one of my all-time favorite wines from Spring Mountain, a great little producer called Soraka. Really hard to get. Don't even try to get it. It's pretty unattainable. I stumbled on it a while ago and have just been purchasing small packages of it, 6 bottles at a time. It's fairly expensive, probably out of most people's price range, $75 to $150. But fruit from Spring Mountain is phenomenal. There's lots of other great little wineries in that area. Pride, Von Strasser. If you see Spring Mountain, my suggestion is that you buy it, because the kind of quality that you're getting from that region is just unbelievable. This Antra 2013 had so much fruit-forward balance in it. It was unbelievable. Strawberries, blackberries, vanilla, eucalyptus, cherries, all balanced and soft and supple. It was almost like drinking fruit juice as opposed to actually having a glass of wine with your meal. And it complemented the ribs that were a little bit spicy. They just really, really, really went together. I thought you might have required some sort of spicy Zinfandel, but to be honest, they went really well together. And same with the puff pastry. It was that sort of earthy texture to that puff pastry. And the fruit, they just balanced each other out. You know, often people will say that you need to get more of the same. So when you're buying a wine and drinking it, you're trying to match it with the same quality and characteristics to enhance it. But saying that, that's not always the case. And I think it's food for thought when you're trying to explore food and wine in different ways. Antra 2013, Hillside Estate wine. 50% fruit from the actual hillside. The other 50% is brought in from small vineyards in the northern part of Napa, the Calistoga region. They don't really tell you where they come from, but the grapes have to be of high quality to produce something this phenomenal. I shared it with a couple of friends a while ago, and they were so taken by it that they wanted to buy some sight unseen. And when I told them that they couldn't really get it, they all tried to get on the mailing list, but they couldn't get onto the mailing list. Anyways, it was an unbelievable bottle of wine, and I look forward to sharing more with you in the near future. Wine pairing, wine sharing. Bye for now. This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine
and a meal. And the beauty of that is that by building that relationship from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine, and putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship you can share with a friend, with family, or with a stranger. Stay tuned for more information and updates about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Last night for dinner, we had a Ridge Three Valley. You could almost call it a Zinfandel. It's not really a complete Zinfandel because by law it has to have 75%. This one actually has 65% and it's blended with Petite Sirah, Carignan, and Grenache, and it's a Sonoma wine. Ridge is a great producer. They have lots of plots of land. Pagani, Montebello. Well, there's a number of high-quality plots that they take from. This 2014 was really, really peppery, but it had some really nice fruit balance to it. The peppers were more like red peppers and green peppers. It wasn't really hot. It was more softer spice. I think this wine would go well with lots of foods. Indian foods. Yeah. But we had it with some steaks that were marinated, and it was really good. And the we had some potatoes, some Greek potatoes that were added to it, quite tasteful. And we also had a salad. It was a Chinese cabbage salad, and the vinaigrette went really, really well with this particular wine. And lots of different combinations of flavors throughout the meal, from the robust balance with the steak to the soft complement to the salad. It was a lot of fun drinking and eating. And I think the best thing I like about these wines that we've been drinking over the last little while is that you'll have a glass with your meal, and then there's a little bit left over for you to drink after your meal. So while you're sitting down and enjoying the conversation, you can actually have a glass of wine or a bit of leftover wine for you to taste and have some fun with. The 2014 Three Valleys is from a dry vintage, a dry winter. They didn't really have a lot of fruit that particular year. Because of that, it costs a little bit more than previous vintages. But this wine will cellar for 5 to 8 years. And the alcohol content is 14.5. It's quite high for that type of a wine, but most of that is in unfiltered fruit. At least that's what it feels like to me. There's no real alcohol in that. And that's sort of a contradiction when I say it's 14.5. But when you drink wine, the alcohol can taste different. Especially in some of the bigger wines, what they're trying to do is capture fruit in the early residual, and that alcoholic flavor is kept with the fruit. But it makes for a wonderful taste when you're actually putting it together with a meal. I purchased this from the liquor store a little while ago. And again, suggestion is to check out the wine merchants. See if you can buy a case of this or split a case with a friend and save yourself a little bit of money, because having four or six of these and putting them away for a period of time would really allow you to enjoy some good wine over a period of time, especially if you're going to share it with some friends and with family, or even a brand new relationship, or evening out with friends that you were invited to that you don't know very well. Anyways, Wine Chatter signing off. We'll talk to you soon about more wine pairings and more wine sharings.